He's got call to worship.
Oops.
Welcome to Harrodsburg Community Church this morning as we celebrate the third Sunday of Advent. We begin our service today by inviting everyone who's here to join in a way the chorus the angels sang some 2,000 years ago when they announced the birth of Jesus to those lowly shepherds. One of the great carols of the season entitled Hark, the herald angels sing. Let's stand to our feet. Invite you to lift your voices and worship the Christ.
Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adore, Christ the everlasting Lord, great in time, beholding come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven, Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Amen. We're not going to do the last verse, sorry.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky, and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
you were the Word at the beginning. One with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares with this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, as we reflect on the name of Jesus, how significant and important it becomes, the one who was named long before he was ever born here on earth, the name that the prophets foretold, the name that the angel gave to Mary and Joseph, the name of Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Emmanuel, God with us, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the name of Jesus. We meet together today in the name of Jesus. We claim our blessings and our healing, the solution to our problems, in the name of Jesus. And we come before the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. This is, as I said in the beginning, the third Sunday of Advent. And today I have asked Robbie and Brittany to come and light the Advent candles and share with us the reading, which is in your bulletin, which you may follow as we celebrate this, the third Sunday of Advent. Robbie, if you and Brittany would come.
We light this candle as a sign of the coming light of Christ. Advent means coming. We are preparing ourselves for the days when the nations shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, the desert shall rejoice and bloom, like the crocus it shall bloom abundantly, and rejoice with joy and singing.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you, and blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Almighty God, you have made us and all things to serve you. Now prepare the world for your rule. Come quickly to save us, so that wars and violence shall end, and your children may live in peace, honoring one another with justice and love through Jesus Christ, who lives in power with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
I guess the first and most immediate announcement is to invite everybody to the puppet production tonight. In the words of Turtle Man, there will be puppets and live action. So we have incorporated the youth, the puppets, music. It's quite a fitting Christmas production. 6 o'clock tonight. The puppet team has worked really, really hard. And they've written this play. It's put together well. We have a lot of folks helping. The feel for the people doing the lights and the sound, Rock and Roger have a big responsibility, but everybody that's worked together and all the members of the team, invite your friends, bring some youngsters out tonight at 6, and then there'll be fellowship afterward, and I think all of us have been encouraged and reminded, bring some food, bring plenty to share. Church is furnishing punch and all of that sort of thing to drink, but food and snacks and some good food, please be very, very generous in doing that. Then Wednesday night is Christmas caroling. We'll meet here at the church at 6 o'clock, and we'll go out caroling. I hear there's the possibility of rain in the forecast. We trust maybe not. But a big part of our caroling is going to be done indoors at the Willows, where a lot of the residents there are looking forward, not only Christmas carols, but some playing and singing. And so we're looking forward to spending time with them. Then you're invited to our house over on Sparrow Lane, bring some Christmas goodies to share. And this year there will be parking directions. There are some places there that the ground is so soft people can get stuck, and then come spring I have a lot of work filling up the ruts. So David Settle will be the parking official. I'm going to give him a badge, and he will be following. You will be following his directions. We'll have safe places to park. And we want you to come. Don't let the parking deter you at all. Next Sunday evening, we're invited to a community Christmas Eve service at Harrodsburg Christian Church. That's 6 p.m. on the 24th. And we shared with them last year, and you're invited to do so again this year. They have invited me to share the message of the evening, so I would appreciate your support and encouragement as we come together. Also, on a somber note, we announced last Sunday about Ernie Newton's father passing, and that funeral was last Monday. And then we got word that this last week, Cindy Hungett, who had become seriously ill with cancer so quickly, died rather quickly too. So Cindy passed away this past Monday evening. This is a tough season to deal with that. My cousin's 94-year-old mother passed away in Cynthiana. I will be going there tomorrow to help conduct funeral service. We have a lot of memories and history that go back to our youth. So these families who are grieving, let's please remember them. I downloaded the obituary of Jack Hollingsworth. Some of us who've known Jack and Sally, you may want to kind of read his testimony, which is a very fitting obituary. It's posted on the bulletin board right outside the back door there, right at the head of the stairs. And then I was given information about a candlelight vigil and prayer service on December 29th at the courthouse lawn for the drug addiction, those who are struggling with addiction, those who have lost loved ones due to addiction, and the epidemic that has plagued our community with a lot of sadness. So you might want to mark that, and you might want to be a part of that. Are there announcements before we do our birthdays and so forth? Kent, the microphone is here at the front. So if you'd share your announcements at this time. We're going to be sharing communion here in a little while, and we're going to certainly prepare our hearts for that with some special music. Wanda?
To reiterate what Terry said about food for tonight, finger foods would be most appropriate. There will be some plasticware, but there will be lots of little people So things that they can manage themselves would be highly recommended. I am planning coffee. If someone has a suggestion of something else warm, since it's damp and cold, we talked about hot cider, but that is not going to be real helpful to the children. So right now it's punch. If you have a different suggestion, I'm listening. So, and if you'll take your food into the kitchen, then I have several people that will help me get it out. We're going to pull aside a few things because the puppet team has to break down, and we want them to be able to eat too. So if you'll let me put the food out on the table, that would be very helpful.
Thank you, Wanda. Paula.
Okay, first of all, thank you, all you ladies who came to our hilariously fun party. It was great. Plan it next year if you didn't come this year. But thank you so much for all coming. And Debbie called me this morning and asked me to announce that anyone who wants to give to the church needs to do so today or next Sunday, because the next Sunday will be too late to get for your taxes.
All right. All those things, I know it's when announcements create a lot of things to listen to and think about, but if you will hold on to your bulletin, take it with you, refer to that. I believe all the information in there is correct, but we look forward to seeing a good turnout tonight at 6 o'clock, young and old alike. Birthdays and anniversaries, don't think we had too many this week. Well, there were a few at that. Caleb Bergen and Miranda Hungate. Let's especially be remembering Miranda. I mean, she just lost her mother and she's turning 18. She's a senior. That's a difficult, difficult time. So that just kind of rings in my mind as I think about it. December 20th, we think it's Dave Hack's birthday. He's all over the place. He was on Facebook November 20th. I don't know if he's looking for lots of presents or trying to keep everybody in the dark. But Dave, whatever your birthday is, happy birthday. Thursday, December 21st, Robbie Corley, that is your birthday, right? Happy birthday, Robbie. And then on December 23rd, Jeff and Patty Lowe are celebrating an anniversary. So happy birthday, happy anniversary to all of you. We did finish our study in 2 Peter. Hopefully we have those last bit of questions. We'll do that. And then we're going to have some special music this morning that some of us have really been looking forward to. Who comes in the last days ridiculing Christ's second coming? They're called scoffers, those who laugh at the idea that he'll ever come again. Number two, the scoffers willfully forget that the ancient world was destroyed by what? Water, a flood, the great flood of Noah's day. The Lord is not slack, but what concerning his promises? Long-suffering, patient, those words are pretty much synonymous. Number four, how does Peter describe the coming of the day of the Lord? As a thief in the night, as a thief. And when we studied that, we reminded ourselves of a passage in 1 Thessalonians 5 that says that same terminology, the day of the Lord comes as a thief. But you who are believers are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. So we have signs and opportunities to always be ready for the coming of the Lord. Question number five. Believers look for what, according to God's promise? New heaven and a new earth, yes. And number six, to whose writings did Peter encourage his readers to take heed? The writings of Paul, his brother in Christ. All right, well, we have finished. We will resume January the 10th with potluck and Bible study, and we're going to start studying from the Epistle of 1 John, which will be a very, very fascinating and helpful study in our Christian walk. Before we take communion this morning, and after our communion service, we will be dismissing the children, but this morning, due to our rearrangement of things, Rod and I will be serving communion from the table. We will invite you to come and receive the bread and the wine, and then you're free to go and kneel around the altar as you normally do, or to take your elements back to your seat. So when that time comes, that's the order we will proceed with this morning. I was listening to rehearsing. Michael and Robbie, you have a special song for us this Christmas? Would y'all come and share that at this time? And Mike?
We're not singing without him. Oh.
Well, I didn't see him. I heard you guys. Thanks, Mike. No offense, brother.
We thank you. Roger.
All right.
I have come from so far away down the road of my own mistakes in the hope you could hear me pray, oh Lord, keep me. How I've longed through these wasted years to outrun all the pain and fear, turn to stone from my uncried tears, and now it's your grace I see. Love won't compromise. It's a gift, it's a sacrifice. My soul renewed and my heart released in you, I'll find my peace. Wondrous child of whom the angels sing, know my joy, feel my suffering. Shining star, make this love you bring so bright that I may believe that my way will not be lost from now on till that river's cross. My soul renewed and my spirit free, in you I'll find my peace, in you find my
peace is a constant theme throughout the Word of God. If you were to go to a concordance and look under peace, you'd find column after column. The angel said, peace on earth. Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. He's called the Prince of Peace. Just as we celebrate the peace that Christ brings at Christmas, we carry that idea of peace right here to the communion table. Paul said in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace that we have with God was purchased with Christ. The Prince of Peace came. He preached peace. And he purchased peace. And he purchased peace by the shedding of his blood. So this morning as we share the bread and the fruit of the vine, we can do so with a realization that it's possible to have peace in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of a world that we're told in the Bible will never have lasting peace till Christ comes. They comfort my people lightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. But there is a kingdom within the kingdoms of the world, and that's the kingdom of Christ, where he rules in our hearts, has purchased peace, and offers us peace. May the peace of Christ be yours today as you come. If you're a believer, you're invited to come in just a moment. I'll ask Joyce to come, and she's so gracious to always play. I'll ask Rod if he would come and help me serve. And as I mentioned earlier, today we're simply going to serve from either end of this table. You come and receive the cup and the bread, and you feel free to kneel anywhere around this altar or to stand or to go back to your seat. And so we want to bless this bread and bless this cup. And after I've given thanks for the bread, Rod, I'd ask you to say whatever's on your heart and to offer a prayer for the cup that we'll partake of. Father, we can't help but remember that Jesus here on earth at the last Passover said, "This bread is my body. Take and eat." We realize that he was referring to the giving of himself that we might feed on his spirit, on his truth, on his very life. He blessed that bread, and so do we today also, Father. Bless this bread that we're about to partake in your Son's name. Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word tells us that there's life in the blood. Father, we thank you that Jesus shed his life-filled blood for us. And as we partake of these emblems, Father, we will be receiving the life that was in his body and the life that was in his blood. And Father, we thank you and praise you that as we do that, we will be enlivened. We will be cleansed. We will be blessed. We will have peace. All that is in Christ, we can receive by faith in this simple act. So, Father, we thank you for people that will be healed, that people that will receive peace in a situation where there is no peace in for them. Father, that they will receive whatever they need that Christ has purchased for us. And, Father, we thank you for that being the truth of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You are now invited to partake of the bread and of the fruit of the vine. to rock, please.